I'm sending a letter to Commissioner Bronson and also to the Attorney General Bill McCollum, and requesting them to investigate the melamine found in 90% of infant formula. You may not know, but I'm a nursing mother. I have a 14-week-old little boy that I delivered at the end of the summer. And so I'm in the same position that a lot of moms are, and that is how to make sure that my child, my baby, is getting the proper nutritional supplements. I've chosen to nurse, and I'm glad to nurse, but I know lots of moms cannot nurse. And for a variety of reasons, it's not a choice that they can make. And so, and some mothers choose not to, for even though they are able to. That's the choice that they've made. So we have melamine now in 90% of our infant formula, and those mothers who either cannot or have chosen not to nurse are faced with putting something in their baby's mouth that in China caused great illness and death. And so at that time, 2 months ago, the FDA said, oh, there's, you know, no safe levels of melamine that can be found and safely given to infants in formula. 2 months ago, that's what they said. There's no safe levels. And now that we have it in 90% of the formula in the United States, now they're saying, they're backpedaling from that and saying, oh, well, you know, it's not found in unsafe levels. And so I have a series of questions that I would like the Attorney General to answer, and that I would like the Agriculture Commission to answer. And that is that what known studies do we have that say that the human consumption of melamine and its related chemicals in infants in infant formula is safe? Tell me those studies. Do they exist? And if they exist, let me see them. And or was it just human consumption? Because the human consumption of melamine for an adult might be very different. You might be able to, an adult person might be able to safely ingest melamine in trace amounts one time, but an infant is given formula. My baby nurses, and when my baby was a newborn, my baby nursed anywhere between 8 to 9 times a day. If I'm a mom who gives formula, my baby may be getting formula 8 to 9 times a day, and as that baby grows up, that formula feeding moves down to 4 times a day, but for 12 months. That's 365 days a year, 4 times a day, or sometimes as much as 8 times a day. Has there been any study, and what is that study that says that infant consumption at those rates has no cumulative impact and has any safe levels whatsoever? What about the related chemicals? Is there a way for the human body, the human infant body, to store melamine so that later when they come in contact with a corresponding chemical, one of the other trace chemicals, will it trigger something in that infant body? Do we know those questions? Who is monitoring the health impact to children, to these babies in the state of Florida?